Big win for Garden City today as the Buffaloes take down the Hooker Bulldogs 54-44. Welcome back on the Robinson Furnace Post Game Show. We welcome on second year head coach Jacob Miller after his team's eighth win of the year. Coach, sorry about the fight your team showed today. You were down by eight after the end of the first quarter and completely responded, winning every quarter out of that. What'd you see?
Well, we talked about it at halftime, going in down five, I believe, or six. Great teams go out in the third quarter and show how great they are, and I thought our girls did that tonight.
Third quarter is where your team had really struggled this season, specifically against Hooker. What'd you see from this group?
They just came out ready to go, confidence. We're playing with house money, and so I thought our girls came out, especially after our three tough losses. And so they came out, and I'm extremely blessed to coach these girls. They're phenomenal people and great basketball players.
Just talk about the overall mood of this team after a win like this.
It's great, but it's the same as a loss. We all know that we're blessed to do what we do, and we know that we're getting better every game, and we want to be playing our best basketball down the stretch, and I feel like we're kind of touching it right there.
So no points when you played Hooker the first time in the third quarter. You scored 16 against them in the third quarter today. Where was your offense really working?
We made shots. I think we went 8-for-20 from three. We made most of our free throws. Don't know exactly where we were there. But again, our defense led into our offense. We went to a box and one there in the second half versus their number zero, and I thought that really helped us.
Your team really limited turnovers well. You had seven in the first half. I got you for four in the second half. What'd you like from your group?
Yeah, I mean, we took care of the basketball. We played under control, slowed down, let the game come to us, and I thought that was the difference in the win and loss.
Every time I've asked you about KJ, you said the same thing. KJ will be KJ. I think that was more than just her being KJ. 22 points. What'd you like from her game?
That we expect more. That's what we want from her. We want KJ to. We knew tonight may have been a coming out party for her, and so now the goal is to keep that consistent attacking, playing downhill, and it alleviates and opens up a lot of our other girls.
One of the first players I asked you about when this season started was Maya Korf, because you named her the starting lineup as a freshman. Today, 12 points in the second half for her. How impressive has she been for you this year?
Yeah, you know, she's been a freshman, so that's kind of inconsistent, the up and down, but, you know, We love Korf, you know, so we're getting her out of her shell. She's going to be a great ball player for us in the future.
Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thank you. Appreciate you.